California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger will deliver his first State of the State address tonight before a joint session of the California Legislature. It's expected to be the first opportunity for Schwarzenegger to explain how he intends to solve California's financial problems. John Myers of member station KQED reports.
The speech marks the beginning of a busy week for the new governor in his efforts to erase a state deficit of some $14 billion. Margita Thompson is Schwarzenegger's press secretary.
He's inherited a lot of problems, and his goal is to be sitting out his agenda for trying to set the record straight and his fiscal house in order and to make sure that California gets back on track.
Thompson says the specifics for getting the state back on track will come this Friday when Governor Schwarzenegger releases his budget for the coming fiscal year. And his success or failure will be measured in large part by the reaction from the state legislature. Some, like the incoming Republican leader of the state assembly, Kevin McCarthy, say Schwarzenegger's mandate from voters gives him a way around politics as usual.
What the governor has to do is follow what the people want. It's not really to sit down to what these two sides up here want. His direction is follow what the people want and champion that, because I'll tell you, what these two sides wanted for the last 5 years have failed.
But Schwarzenegger so far has decided to work with rather than against state lawmakers. Last month, he agreed with Democrats to revise his plans for a new limit on state spending. Soon after, he sided with Republicans in using state government cash to subsidize local governments across California. Those cities and counties lost revenues after his rollback of the unpopular car tax. And laying out a message of compromise in his speech tonight could prove valuable, according to Democratic State Assembly member Joe Cansimilla.
I think that if he lays out an agenda of working together, that then it's going to be very difficult for the legislature to deal with him in a confrontational way.
Even so, much of what Schwarzenegger's advisors have laid out so far in budget solutions will not sit well with Democrats. His pledge to not raise taxes may mean major cuts in social service programs and cuts to colleges and universities across California. For NPR News, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.